This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
November 7th, 2021, and had a lot happen over the last week, folks. As everybody knows, something's happened with John, the owner of the network, passed on. I wanted to read something from Lark. I don't know if anybody else read this on the air. Remember the 5th of November, the infamous date of the English gunpowder plot, the date William Cooper was allegedly gunned down in his front yard, the day 20 years later that the godfather of internet talk allegedly died of a cardiac arrest. And so, I tune into Alex Jones here and there just to hear what he's talking about. And, you know, it's very creepy that I heard Alex say probably a week and a half ago, that hit teams were on site in Austin, Texas. And I know Round Rock's right there. But with Rob Skiba, Russ Dizdar, Steve Quayle, what happened to him, Robert David Steele, and now John Stadtmiller, and this compressed, very, very quick timeline here. And look, John was 68. I'm not saying foul play happened, but I'm not saying it didn't. So Ken, the old board op, my old producer for years, and I, you know, we still keep in touch, and we were talking one night off the air, and I asked him if he should come on with me, and what a time to, we already had this booked before this happened with John. And so, you know, on Friday when this happened, I was waiting to come on the line when Steve Elkins was running the broadcasts, and God was looking out for me, because I would have probably shot my mouth off in a pretty crazy way. I'd been to the bar with my 85-year-old dad, and, you know, he has like 2 beers or whatever. It is what it is. But so God, thanks for not putting me on the air Friday night, because I was, you know, kind of tripped out about it. So Ken, my old producer, your maiden voyage coming on as a guest. What's up? What's on your mind, man?
Yeah, I just had a margaritas with my 86-year-old dad, so just one, so I should be fine.
So first off, I mean, how long were you with the network, Ken, off and on or whatever? I mean, total time period.
On when they first started. Yeah. You know, at the other location, bigger place, there in Round Rock, and came on as a ad salesman, and shortly went, you know, to work in the studio.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I know this is probably tough for you. You've known John a long time. Your initial gut, I know it socked you in the gut, I'm sure, like it did everybody else, but what are your initial gut feeling? You knew John, I mean, very, very well. So what's on your mind about it?
I think it's natural causes myself.
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't have any evidence of that.
Yeah.
But, that's my gut feeling.
That's what your gut. Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. There were people sending, you know, I get emails from people that, and they're trying to say John took the shot, and you were like ridiculous. You want to kind of expand on that, from people trying to, and I don't know if John, you know, I didn't keep up on his show every day, so I don't know if he ever said anything on the air, whether he did or not. But there's all these people talking on the off air, sending emails out. John took the shot. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he didn't. No, I mean, so from day one, we had doctors and medical people and shows about vaccines. So, and he is the person who would, you know, allow a show or put a show on. So, and we had those consistently, where we'd even have more than one show about it. Mm-hmm. Currently, so
yeah, over the years I've heard all these different shows,
so why would he with flu shots and everything, the kids
MMR
shots, all of it. I mean, we just had shows that even ran for years about that, so it just I just couldn't imagine that he it doesn't make sense. It wouldn't make any sense.
So let's talk big picture. I mean, I don't want to, but as far as if you want to do any kind of on-air memorial to John, any last things that you would have liked to have said to him and things like that, go ahead and do that.
Well, I would just say that John always treated me good. You know, we never had any arguments. You know, he was kind of hot-headed, but everybody knows that. But
let me tell a little story real quick, Ken. When I first got hip to RBN years ago, I called in to John's show, and he freaking smacked me down, because I was talking about how hard it was to get through to people and so forth and so on, and he went off on me. and that's just the way he did. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and he just had a good on-air presence, and he had a good voice too.
Yeah.
And he knew a lot of people. You know, we back a long time ago, even before the network started, we went to like Patriot conferences. back then, the main thing was, you know, people who wrote books. So yeah. Got to meet a lot of people who wrote books. Went to some political things, like with Ron Paul and stuff like that. And yeah. Back in the day, when we met in 1999, I'd actually met Alex first.
Right.
And got a job at this Y2K store there in Austin. Because I went there to meet Alex. He was on a local FM station at the time. And I was listening to it. And I said, I'm going to go by and meet this guy. And I met him there. Met the owner of the store. Just liked the place and said, hey, do you need anybody here? And quit my other job and started working there then. And then a month or so, probably later, John came down here to Texas. And he worked at that store too. And at the time, he was doing shortwave broadcast. He had a shortwave broadcast on WWCR. So in the store there, they had a setup with a little mixer that would go into the telephone line. Mm-hmm. And I've got pictures of John and he, you know, doing the shortwave show there from the store.
Yeah. So that's what's crazy. Isn't it so weird that you and I were going to be on the air together anyway, and this happens, and then you've got all this history with the network. I mean, it's so freaking weird.
It is.
The synchronicity there, whatever you want to call it, that's like creepy damn near that you and I were already going to, you know, do some time on air together just because of the what I've coined that term, the cascading sequence of events. And then now a big cascading boulder hits us where John's no longer with us. And now the network, I don't know if Sam has any inclination of what's going to happen or anything, if he wants to add anything, but now the network is in semi-turmoil. The future is unknown for all of the hosts and so forth. It's very, very crazy at this very time when the genetic sabotage injections are this war going on. You know, we know the Fifth Circuit just stepped in for a second, but we know how this rotten barrister bar association courts are. And this judge is probably going to get a horse head in his, you know, like in the Corleones did yeah. to in the Godfather. He's probably going to wake up with a horse head in his freaking bed any day now.
Can I get to that, but go back a little bit with John?
Yeah.
Because you were talking about the network. So my thought about it is that, you know, what John accomplished with the network, there's a heck of a lot of good hosts.
Yeah.
And there was some very important radio shows that came yeah. out, and some different mm-hmm. hosts. I know there's a show with a lady, I forget her name, I think it started with an S, that was interviewed, who had gotten out of a satanic cult mm-hmm. that, and people still are listening to that one and talking about it. Even David Wilcock mentions it.
And, really?
Yeah. So what I was going to say about that is, no matter, you know, we want the network to go on, but no matter what happens, as far as John goes, I mean, there was a lot of people, a lot of shows. There's big people that have YouTube channels that were on the network. There's
yeah.
just a lot of people. I mean, even John Moore, I see him on YouTube now a lot. And there was a lot of people that came out of it. So, you know.
Well, Michael Collins Piper was a huge.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I talked to John on the air about this. I was like, man, we need to, I mean, you, and, you know, too late now, but if there's somewhere, if there's any record of everybody that's been on this network as a host, it would be like a who's who, like an all-star freaking lineup, heavyweights. I mean, even ones that just did a show for a minute. You know, or in and out, like Jack Blood and all these different people.
Exactly. I mean, there was a lot of talent that went through there. And a lot of different viewpoints. know, from different angles.
So yeah.
It
so,
was, it, so John succeeded. You know, that's just my thought on that.
Okay. So back to the vaccine thing. This Fifth Circuit guy, you know, this judge stops this vaccine mandate for now. What's your gut telling you about? You think that this guy's going to get steamrolled and they're going to go with, you know, it's going to back down. And then what do you think the Supreme Court's going to do?
Oh, and one more thing to go back, but it also is connected with this. You were talking about how many things were happening, how many people had passed and things like that. I think what's happening to us is that we're like in a time compression. There's a lot more things happening in a shorter period of time. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
so there
it's
is
like
a
you
lot.
And I've talked about that acceleration that we both feel like time has been somehow sped up,
yeah.
Whether by God's hand or by people tinkering with time. You know, you talk about CERN and other things.
Yeah, I think it's spiraling in. It's speeding up and it's, you know, it's coming into a point.
Kind of like a whirlpool.
Yes.
You know, how it's slow around the outside. And then as you get closer to the vortex, it gets super, super quick.
So I think there'll be a lot more happening. But about the vax, I've got a good friend who works in a hospital system. I think I was talking to you about him, who does video work for them, all kinds of video, whether it's operations or training or whatever it is. And he had to get the exemption. So he got a religious exemption. We were talking about it today, and he was talking about the court cases and stuff like that. And I keep trying to tell him he really was not a red pill person. A lot of my friends now are active in all kinds of stuff, but they're all newbies. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so what I keep trying to explain to him, I think we talked about this, was this isn't regular times where it's just like conservatives against, you know, Democrats.
Yeah.
And back then, the courts and stuff like that, it was more important. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Because what I tried to explain to him, what's happened now is we're in an actual war, but because it's a different kind of war, most people don't know. They know something's wrong. They know things aren't working out. They want to get them fixed, but they don't understand they're in an actual war. You know, it's like an advanced war.
Well, it's also very, let's say, covert, to where
right.
it's designed to keep the sheeple almost unaware. It's very like with these judges that are, you know, judging on these things. They're being threatened. What if any
right.
of them are left or worth a crap? They're being threatened with everything.
So,
right
yeah,
now.
So that's my
because
point. So
this mafia, yeah. this yeah. mafia has really just said, okay, we're in the timeline now, and whoever gets in the way of this juggernaut is going to be, you know, gutted, steamrolled, whatever you want to say. They're done, and they don't really care. They're getting very
that's
reckless.
Right. That's right, because the way I try to explain it to my friend is that because it's a war, but because we didn't have the invasion on the shores, right, where they then come on shore, they overpower us, and then they take over our capital and they're ruling us, you know, instead of our own chosen leaders, right? So since they missed the invasion, it's hard to understand that we're in a war. They just skipped the invasion and went ahead and took over the government.
Yeah.
So
here's another thing that the conservatards all miss. There's all of these Marxists that don't mind signing up to be Republicans. And then they run And then they like these 13 people that voted to go ahead with this infrastructure yeah. plan, which is full of Green New Deal, race BS, every kind of pork and sick, degenerate, twisted spending that you could come up with. You see, these people run in places to where the seat's up for grabs, and they'll go ahead and run as a Republican in these purple areas and then red areas, and then boom, when it's crunch time, they'll vote along with the collectivists and burn the country.
Yeah, but you know what's new now, and boy, I'm glad that, you know, I started looking at this stuff 20 something years ago, because I would hate to be in the position of my friends and everything and having to see all these things at once. Okay,
yeah, to try to play catch up.
Right. So I think, so I tried to tell my friend, hey, listen, you know, because we're in a war, just because even if the judges, you know, approve it or whatever, that just means that these people who can't lose, if they lose, they're going to prison or they're getting executed or whatever. You know, I mean, they can't just go, okay, yeah, you beat us, right?
Yeah.
And so I said the only thing that's going to change this is, for us in a good way, is if they get perp walked, if they come down and we get them physically, that's the only way.
Yeah. So, and you and I talked about all this Q stuff, and you followed it very closely.
I wanted to talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, this Damchenko, this latest arrest. Okay, so you've got Sussman, and now you've got this Damchenko character. And all these crazy deltas.
There's a third deltas. One, isn't there? Isn't there three of them?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think there's three.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not aware of the third one. I know Sussman and now this Damchenko character. But all of these very, very weird 3 and 4 year deltas in the last few days.
That's
just
what I
want
to talk to you about. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Go ahead.
So I am not, you know, the message board type person. So I'm not a 4chan kind of person. I didn't even know what it was until it came out. But anyway, so it was very interesting. And so I followed it from then till now. Okay. And it's very strange. It's very strange because, you know, at one point this year, earlier this year, one of these people who examines this stuff they call crumbs or whatever, somebody else had noticed something about a correlation with what people thought were dates in references to people and events and things, and said, hey man, this lines up with the DOD's law of war manual.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I played some of that. Yeah. Yeah.
And now you've got these deltas popping up. And here's the thing. I think it's actually real. Not because, you know, I'm a Q-tard or something like that. But I think it's actually real because I can't imagine that if you were going to, like, try to take over the United States. Because before all this started, there was a very small amount of people who even knew the news was fake. Okay? Why in the hell would you pump a whole population up, get all your dirty secrets out there, get all these people riled up and everything, when you could have just, you had the Clinton-Bush thing, you know, it was going to be Clinton or Bush after Obama. They were just going to finish and roll this thing up in another 8 years, right? Why would you go to all the trouble? Because there's probably a couple of billion people who've been red-pilled by now.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a kind of a, and you made me think of an article I have pulled up, and think about this. As far as what you're talking about, and we'll talk about this Delta on the 4th that happened. So it was like, it's saying now playing, you know, the banners in movie theaters, folks, where they had the various, you know, flyers for various movies on November 4th. Okay, and one of them is about Ghislaine Maxwell, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes down in, on the 4th of November, and this was from 2018, 3 years ago. Then it's talking about jury selection and Ghislaine Maxwell trial, panic in D.C., and then it has the Youngkin election, and then FISA Gate playing at a movie theater, and then it has to do with this arrest of Damchenko. And so it's just kind of interesting that 3 years in advance on these dates that these anniversaries happen and then things that correlate to these
events. Future proves past.
Yeah, it's very, very crazy. But think about this. The tables turn on the vaccine narrative. I was told in time the vaccine will increase infection, increase death, that billions will die, and the people will be enraged and burn their governments to the ground. Their leaders, scientists, and media will be torched, hunted, and hung in the streets. Both sides will burn their governments to the ground. The pro-vax side completely betrayed and dying will rage. The non-vax side will rage for what their government allowed to happen. I almost think that a lot of this with like what you're talking about is like waking up this amount of people to something, whether it's a psyop or not. It's almost like creating the militancy to awake people out of their slumber so these people do raise up with pitchforks, guns, and torches, whatever, burn the thing down. And so these people are thinking they're going to bring this phoenix up out of the ashes of a new system, et cetera, et cetera. So it's almost like them in January 6th goading everybody up there and then running this operation. And now everybody's really, really pissed because people are – I mean, Tucker Carlson is putting out this Patriot Purge stuff. I mean, it's like this creation of a complete destabilization and civil war that looks like it's on our horizon. Okay, but the Q people say that it's not going to go down like that, you know, the posts – they're saying basically it's going to be a short, very acute, you know, military surgical operation where they're going to decapitate this evil leadership and they're going to quell riots that try to, you know, that they try to foment, but it's not going to be bad. I unfortunately have a very foreboding feeling, and I don't know about you, but go ahead.
So, yeah, that's what I wanted to get into. Yeah. So I actually feel like that is going to be the outcome. And I know that sounds, people say that's hopium, things like that. But, you know, a worse psyop to me would be take intelligent people who were looking at things and get them to believe that their enemy is so powerful that they can't ever be taken down. That to me is even a bigger psyop. Yeah. So, you know,
well, I mean, look at Afghanistan. Look at Afghanistan. People are using that kind of as an analogy. Well, look, we couldn't tame Afghanistan, the most powerful military in the world, and we go around.
Neither could Russia.
Well, yeah. But you don't think if we really wanted to liquidate that country that we couldn't have, but everybody's scared about the UN and the International Criminal Court and blah 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 blah. I mean, I don't know. I think we, I mean, if you fought a war old school when you don't care about casualties and all these goofy commies and with lawyers and all the rest of it, you could run through that country and, you know, decapitate all the freaking nuts and whatever. But, you know, in modern warfare, in today's kind of soft paradigm, you can't do that because then everybody's worried about going to jail for war crimes and so forth and so on.
So look at the lifestyle of these people, though, and look how long they've been riding this train. Right?
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of years. Hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get back into it.
Hey, hold that thought about Afghanistan and the Afghanis and how militant. I mean, look at Dagestan, Afghanistan. I mean, these people, look at the MMA guys coming out of Dagestan. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back incendiary radio, and that song was from the 1980s, and that's about people shooting up drugs and hepatitis and AIDS and everything, and it's not about COVID. That's a band, Slapshot, out of Boston. I came across that song again. I haven't heard it in a while. I was like, oh geez, I'm gonna play that on the broadcast transmission in this crazy world we're living in. So we got Ken, my former producer for a number of years here on the broadcast as a guest, and we're just talking about everything. And we got caught off by the break. We were talking about the people in Afghanistan and how long that these people have been dealing with foreign invaders and so forth and so on, and their ability to just, you know, and Islam plays a big part culturally in their not wanting to bend their will to both like Soviets and in the United States, who they both viewed as satanic invaders and so forth and so on. But yeah, I mean, they call Afghanistan an anvil that's worn out many hammers, is what they talk about it. You know, but go ahead, Ken, where we were going with that.
So we were talking about this. I don't know if I'd mentioned it before on air, but I heard about this military plan to take out the globalists in like 2011, you know, way back. And they said it started, I guess, either right after or during the Korean War, because all of a sudden our generals were finding that when they were making plans for the war, they'd go somewhere and they would be, you know, ambushed every time. And so they figured out that the UN and these global elites were out to take them out. And supposedly this how to take them out plan started way back then.
Well, think about all these anti-communists from the Birch Society and everything in the 50s and 60s talking about the communist penetration into the United States. And so look at all the knucklehead commies that have infiltrated into the military, even the youngsters at West Point. Remember that Spencer Rapone? I used to talk about him. Communism will win. He had the little sign made inside of his cover that he's showing, and he got disciplined. But there's all kinds of people that have made. Look at Shalikashvili, this generals, all these foreign generals that couldn't even hardly talk straight English, and these guys make it all the way up into the Joint Chiefs and so forth. So this has been this long march through the institutions that they bragged that they were going to do to this country. And so it's no wonder that when patriotic military guys are actually trying to do operations, that there's going to be people that leak these operations to enemy forces. Because look at the border right now, Ken. These caravans. Now they're talking about giving these people thousands upon thousands of dollars because we split them up from their family. Well, you broke the law, and you come into my country, and now you got these idiots with these, and I was talking with Giuseppe about this last week. These are demoralization operations. This is psy warfare that they're running to basically demoralize us. I mean, people are putting memes out. Somebody close to me showed me some memes that people are dressing up as Mexicans because they want to come through the border or Hondurans or whatever and get and claim they were separated from their family so they can get some money. And that's just a meme, but I mean we're on the verge of total. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, see, the other thing is this is a really big war. You know, it's not just against the United States, and so there's never been, or let me say, the group behind this takeover group, whoever they are, the rich be the bankers. They've never faced this many people who had this much communication before.
Yeah.
It's never happened.
I don't know. I think there's a real race here that we're losing, though. So it's almost like, you know, these people that say, oh, you know, the Patriots are in control and blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, if the Patriots are in this much control, they're basically teetering the Republic onto the edge here to the point where it's a very severe gamble. If you're going to let so many people into the country, if you're going to let supply chains get torched the way they are, you're going to let – I mean – my gas company is talking about cutting off gas to this area because of this pipeline that goes from Illinois to Missouri, and then the feds are shutting it down. I mean,
I'm expecting blackouts here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's to a point where if the Patriots are control, how many people are you going to let die to achieve this so-called saving the Republic agenda? Is, you know what I mean? People are getting real looking at it and be like, look, I don't know how much longer you guys can push this narrative talking about like the X-22 guys and all these people on Before It's News, the various, you know, Red Pill 78, Space Shot 76, Jordan, Sather, all these guys. What's your kind of answer to that?
They better act quick.
That's what it seems to me.
It's a hell of a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
It's more intense than any movie or book I've ever read. I mean, it is like the ultimate storyline.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I got this article from Henry McCow's website up. Are vaccinated athletes suffering heart attacks? This is from the 4th, and I swear, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's probably 50 people from all over the world, just athletes, okay? Cyclists, football players, triathletes, midfielder, strikers. I mean, all these soccer guys. I mean, it's like about 60 people here, maybe 40. I mean, all collapsing on the field, dying, needing heart stuff, bodybuilders all over the place dying. This is just insane.
Man, the war for the control of the planet is not for the faint-hearted, okay?
Yeah.
It's just not.
No, I mean, it's not for the faint-hearted, but, I mean, you know, these people that are saying that patriots are in control, rather than saying, hey, we're in a war here, you see what I'm saying? I don't like this whole thing where, oh, the group here behind the scenes, man, the chess game's already been played, and these are the final moves being played out here. But then there's a lot of, you know, people here, not, like you were saying off the air, babies, children, 5 to 11, they're all going to be, you know, hit with this stuff. And I have a very, very dim view of how this is going to go. And then I know other people have more of a hopeful, hey, the shadow operations group here's got it all in control, and they're about to come in and swoop and save everybody. But I'm not seeing it that way.
I don't kind of look at it like that, you know.
But a lot of people are, as you know.
Right, but also, I mean, if you think about it, say you don't even have to go back to, you know, 1999 or something, but even 6 or 8 years ago, let's say 6 years ago, the level of awareness of how the world operates, you know, percentage wise of the population, is exponentially exploded. Okay.
You know what I'm noticing, though? People are learning about how the world works, but a lot of them are nihilistic about it. And there's the world's always been effed up.
Oh, I know what I was going to say when you were just talking to. So,
yeah, the world's always been effed up. And
if it is correct,
I just want to get mine and blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm hearing that too. And people know what's going on.
We're talking about how many people are dying, right? So,
yeah.
if the 16-year plan was a thing, okay, to take down the U.S., and it seems pretty plausible. With Obama,
well,
when he tried with the guns.
Years. See, I don't view it as a 16-year plan. I view it as you go back to these bankers that were talking about the long march through the institutions by consent or conquest. We will have world government, et cetera, et cetera. The Warburgs, right. Testifying. Right. I mean, this stuff is a long plan.
Yeah. Right. I'm not saying it just started 16 years ago. I'm just saying this final phase. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just the final, you know, how do we've already got them to this point. How do we take them completely down? So if that was the case and Hillary or Jeb Bush was going to get in, right? That was the deal. So it didn't matter who was going to get in. They were just going to do it. So supposedly if they had that plan, they were going to have a nuclear war. And there was going to be a shit ton of people just, you know, fried, okay? So if that was the case, and there is a SOC, you know, a self-organizing collective that's been working on this even though a lot of people are going to die, it may be a lot less than if
they would have went with plan A. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's a lot of ways of looking at it.
Yeah.
If you're in a war, if you, you know, have 50% less casualties or whatever, it's better, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get out of it with none.
Right. So, I mean, that's some very, very, woo, that's a very, very ruthless way to deal with it. But I guess if you have no other options.
So that's a similar decision. Say if, how they say, Trump knew that, say Trump knew that they were going to lock down the economies for like 4 or 5 years. And just wipe everything out before they would say, oh, we finally got the vaccine. And everybody, you know, runs to get it because we're just already half dead, you know, anyway. Yeah. So if that's true and they made the decision to go ahead and let them bring out their vaccine right now in order to jam them, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have as many people die as if you had shut off the economy for 5 years.
Well, I mean, think about this, though. Like, if okay, let's say they wanted to shut down the economy for an extended period of time, at least people would have been healthy to once we all decided to snap and tell everybody they're screwed up for keeping us locked down, we would have been able to... fight this off easier due to the fact that people weren't hit with these death shots. I mean, you could look at it that way too.
We don't know what their other options or their play may have been.
Yeah,
their play may have been something worse.
Yeah, it's a very kind of depressing kind of way to have to look at it, half glass full, half glass empty, and which one you're gonna take, the Hobson's choice.
I'm just saying, here's my point. I mean, I'm just saying that I don't think you can win a war unless you feel like there is some hope. If you don't feel like you can win it, if they've got everything covered and there's no way to get them, then why not just go fishing?
Yeah. That's true. I mean, that's the ultimate point, and that's where faith comes in. You know, your ultimate thing in the back of your mind saying that there's got to be the force that created the universe is not going to let it go to this point where we go into this freaking Klaus Schwab with his Klingon uniform. This is going to be
right.
This is going to be where it's at, and then we're all going to have freaking chips in our head and the rest of it.
And now you got all the mama bears freaked out because of the school boards, and now all of a sudden they're full bore. You know, I think the effort to save children, we might get a little help with that. And plus, these people, like I said, they've been living a really kind of lifestyle that I don't think makes them smarter than us in the long run. I mean, look at all the trash they do with to their own selves, even. The lifestyles. They're not happy. They're not happy people.
Well, they've got massive curses, spiritual curses on their spirit, and that reflects into their bodies.
Right.
Whether no matter how much nutrition, how much, you know, the cleanest food, blah blah blah, in the world, and what they think it, you know, the most top notch research and how to extend life, like Ray Kurzweil and all these characters. They're still doing evil in the sight of the Lord, and then, you know, that permeates out into their entire ecosystem of their body, soul, and spirit.
Right.
Newsmax, you see, Newsmax now caved and said that they are not going to require vaccines in their little organization for now. So,
well, I'm going to say that the people that work there should just quit then. Yeah, they should just, you know, say no, you know, you have to fire me and just shut the fucking thing down. I'm sorry. Yeah. Leave thing down.
I mean, there's some interesting bright spots coming out. Aaron Rodgers from the Packers, a household name in Kyrie Irving, all these people in the sports world, Emilio Estevez, Ice Cube, all these people are telling them to shove it when it comes to whether they're going to, you know, to stay on the set of the, whatever movie they're on or the football.
And even BLM. And even BLM.
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, did you see them all throwing trash into de Blasio's yard?
Yeah, and look at the new mayor. Look at the new mayor. He former police chief. He's going to expand the place because that's what the people wanted.
We'll see what happens with old New York City. That's going to be a weird one. So, I mean, there are some things happening where
a Republican got a district attorney in Seattle.
Yes. Now, this character, Glenn Youngkin, which everybody was rah-rah about in Virginia, this guy was CEO of the Carlyle Group, folks, Davos guy. And so they threw a bait and switch on us here, and yes, he will be better than freaking Terry McAuliffe. Don't get me wrong, but we'll see. You better, people out there in Virginia, you better keep your freaking foot on this guy's neck because he's going to try to pull some New World Order crap. Because Virginia is ground zero for, you know, all this.
We just have to throw out some more magic here at the Let's Go Brandon. Yes. The biggest, most powerful meme that I think the world's ever seen, ever. And it just keeps growing. It's like worldwide. See, that's new.
Well, Biden, okay, he came in January 20th. It's November 7th. I didn't think he was going to make it a whole year before he gets out of office. Now you got poopy pants Biden with the Pope, this whole meme floating around, this hashtag, and now you've got this whole farting incident with Camilla Bowles, Prince Charles' wife, where she can't shut up about Biden farting uncontrollably or whatever. It really looks like they're going to run this guy out soon. And then Nancy Pelosi offing some unhinged, unintelligible press conference where she's talking about privileged scrubs and all this weird stuff. I mean, when Trump was elected and they had the whole inauguration, I'm looking at all these freaking lawmakers, and they're all freaking old as hell. Feinstein, Schumer, all of them. It's just insane that we've got these octogenarians running our country. And not that if they were, you know, weren't sharp as a tack or whatever, but these people are all out of their minds. And this is who they put out to demoralize us.
I'm just I don't know. I've never been impressed with their tactics. They're sloppy. They screw up all the time. I just don't think they're as bulletproof and, you know, they're clever, but well,
they're not.
They've also got a lot of crap to work with.
Yeah, well, the people they march out in front of us are not bulletproof. They're purposefully buffoonish to make us think that this is how, you know, it makes us have a jaundiced real vision of our country. It's like, how do these people make it to the top of, you know, the squad? How do these idiots make it into Congress? This is, you know, because they want us to think that it's a total idiocracy, and so they march these people out here as our Congress people. I mean, AOC, she auditioned to run for that seat. That's like an acting audition.
That's because they're all actors. They were.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
they were all actors. That's why Hollywood and DC was so cozy, because they're all actors.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Salente and him said. DC is Hollywood for ugly people.
But, exactly. Yeah.
But I don't know.
And
the cabal behind the cabal behind the Marxist mafia, and you know the corporate Marxism. You know, it's a hybrid system. The top is very corporate controlled. But then for all of us, what we get is we get the Marxist boot on the neck. And so if you're part of the top echelon, you get to live in like a corporatocracy, a technocracy, and all of us get the collective nothing. Well,
they've been trying to convince everybody that's the future, that the future is dystopian, right? With the movies and everything else. I just don't think it's set in stone.
Well, I don't know. It seems like there's so many biological, technological companies that their leadership has not learned the lessons of all the Hollywood dystopian movies, because they are marching headlong right into the whole Skynet AI matrix level, you know, the Boston Dynamics, these dogs are making and everything. I mean, like, this is like we're right on the cusp of having killer robots running around. I mean, Honolulu's got these dogs running around with the police force now. I mean, RoboCop, Matrix, Terminator. They're marching headlong into this agenda, and then don't even talk about the genetic tampering and the nanotechnology. I mean, my gosh, these robot swarms, these killer robots. I mean, gee whiz.
Well, I would just say that, yeah. I mean, I would hate to be an atheist. You know, yeah. I really would hate to be an atheist.
Well, I'm not an atheist, and I still, I mean, I'm out in society, and I know St. Louis is a really screwball place, and it's full of like the worst degenerates and nuts and just thugs and everything else. But it's just like, maybe I need to get out of here eventually and get out into a place where it's less crazy, because it really can sap some of the energy out of your soul
I think it's people per square mile. That's the determining factor, because it's not necessarily, you know, just your area. It's just areas that are, you know, around the big cities.
So we're coming up towards the end of the hour, Ken. Any words for the RBN audience?
Yeah, support your network.
Yeah, anything else? Well, you can't right now, but I mean, I guess they're working on that. But
well, keep them in your prayers and keep listening. And
do you know
help out now, if you can?
Ken, do you know if there were any plans that John had in case of something happening to him for the network?
Not that I know of. We didn't discuss it.
You didn't. So you don't know of any.
Don't know of any. Nope. I really, you know, haven't. I've just been back to normal life here, so I really hadn't kept in touch. So
yeah. All right.
Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, it's no problem. Project Veritas gets raided by the freaking NKVD. I mean FBI. What do you think of that? I mean, this is where we're at. I mean,
there's a lot of people getting flack because they're over the target.
Yeah. All right, Ken. I'll talk to you
soon.
All
right, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man.
All right, bye. We'll talk.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.